question, why do people have to feel the force of evil? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been looking at the problem of evil and trying to make sense of why God would allow it.
John, we quickly need to differentiate between those who are suffering and those who are simply looking for answers. When you're hurting, a rational answer does nothing to dull the pain.
Yeah, you're looking for help and support probably more than anything.
And we ought to offer prayer, comfort, and encouragement. But there are times people ask the question in a more objective sense. They're wondering, are there answers available?
Mm-hmm.
Whether we talk about moral evil or natural evil, the struggle ultimately is about pain and suffering. Moral evils caused by an individual. Natural evil, those things caused by global events, for example, natural disasters. In both cases, God is not causing these events, but he does allow them to happen.
And then this would drive the question, why doesn't God protect us?
I think many of us have a special place in our heart for the biblical character David, and also for Psalm 23, as he reflected on his own journey and the fact it wasn't easy. He even had to walk through the valley of the shadow of death more than once. But his fears were not calmed because God was constantly airlifting him out of a difficult situation. David's assurance came from the fact he knew God would walk with him.
So you're saying the impact of evil can draw us closer in our relationship with God?
It's not the road we would choose. I mean, who doesn't love the mountaintop experiences in life?
Right.
But as someone pointed out, nothing grows on the mountaintop. All the growth takes place down in the valley, which takes us right back to Psalm 23 and the fact the Lord is my shepherd.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan, ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, go to reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.